Can we help you, sir?
Yes, thank you. I'm here to check everything out and make sure everything's in order for Mr. Wood's visit.
Well, all right, let's just get through this. What can we help you with?
Are these microphones regulation?
Yes, sir, of
course. How about these spit screens?
It's all regulation,
yeah,
broadcast standard.
Yeah. Okay, the spit screens need to be sanitized and the room needs to be deodorized because Mr. Wood's health will not be compromised.
We wouldn't we'd never compromise.
And these. I want a DNA testing to be done on these spit screens to find out the names of all the people that have spit on them in the past 3 years. And if Sinbad's name turns up, the interview will be over.
God. All of this is preliminary work that you do before Mr. James Woods appears anywhere?
That's correct. Where's Mr. Woods going to be sitting?
Right here in this chair.
What's the swivel radius on these chairs?
We don't know.
I'll need to know that.
Well,
are these windows bulletproof? I don't like the looks of that news guy.
God, well, a little iffy, no question about it.
How about that guy over there behind the board? Is he Italian?
Are you, Frank?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mr. Wood doesn't like Italians.
You're going to have to duck out.
We'll have to tell Mr. Woods that he's Greek. Mr. Woods likes the temperature to be 71 degrees. However, if the story he's telling doesn't seem to be funny, the thermostat should immediately be turned down during the story to 68 degrees, which is the best temperature for Mr. Woods' comedy.
All right, we'll try to keep that in mind.
He also needs to know what you guys are going to be wearing. Mr. Woods prefers earth tones. Earth tones only. Anything else is distracting and gives him gas.
Well, first of all, we're going to be wearing this.
Earth tones, please. Otherwise, he gets distracted and becomes gassy.
Wow.
When you meet Mr. Woods, you will not shake his hand. You will not do anything but give him the standard showbiz hug and kiss.
Oh, so that's allowed?
That's allowed. Kissing only the right cheek, however.
No?
You are not to kiss his left cheek unless, of course, he grabs your buttocks while you are hugging him.
Wow.
When you address him, you will not call him James. You will not call him James Woods. You will address him as Mr. Woods.
Mr. Woods.
Oscar-winning actor James Woods.
Wow.
Or Chip. Do not look at the scab on his upper lip.
No. Oh, wow.
Do not mention it. Do not ask him about it. Do not even think about it.
All right.
And if it appears to wink at you, do not wink back. This would be considered an insult.
Bad. Very bad.
Mr. Woods will require a fluffer, preferably June Lockhart, to be placed under the console for the duration of the interview.
Wow.
If she is not available, this gentleman over here with the beard and glasses will suffice. I will also need a list of all potential questions that may be asked of Mr. Woods. He does not wish to talk about acting, his career, his family, his girlfriend, sports, movies, restaurants, Halloween, or the Barcelona Dragons of the World Football League.
Wow.
Do not ask him.
Woo.
All questions asked of him must contain an even number of words. And none of the questions may contain the words where, how, when, why, isn't, where, wouldn't, are, did, or what. If you end a sentence with a preposition, he will walk out. And if at any time you use the expression, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, he will take off his belt and spank you 6 times with it.
Oh, wow.
And finally, when the interview is over, you will not say goodbye, see you later, or stop by any time. The only appropriate send-off for Mr. Woods is take it easy, and if it's easy, take it twice. Do we understand each other?
Yes, sir. I think we do. This is most unusual, but yeah.
So.
Yeah.
For now, it's a go for the interview.
Yeah.
I'll report back.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much. We appreciate the time you spent coming in, and we'll try to make all the accommodations for you.
I meant it about the earth tones.
We fully understand that, and we'll try to do our best on that. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. See you soon.